There is a definition by Hugo Mulas that often reappears in this exhibition, and it is that of a total photographer. Hugo Mulas is not an art photographer. He is not a photographer of artists, but rather a well-rounded photographer who has looked at the world and at himself. He has examined his own interiority and has looked with the same eyes at his friends, the people he met, and the subjects he photographed continuously throughout his career for Vogue magazine. This total photographer makes an immediate pact with portrait photography, which is to deny the existence of the candid portrait. For Hugo Mulas, the portrait is the result of a dialogue, the result of an encounter. I look at someone, and that someone must realize that they are about to be photographed, and thus they give me an image that is the sum of the gazes of both parties involved. Essentially, he states that photography is the result of what is staged. Almost all the photographs in this Hugo Mulas exhibition are truly the result of thought, the result of awareness. Hugo Mulas looked at Nadar, one of the most important portraitists of the mid-19th century. From his photographs, it was immediately clear how the portrait was really a moment of meeting and dialogue, as the subjects were in the studio, were having tea, spending time together, and only at the end did Nadar take the shot. Similarly, Hugo Mulas looks at his contemporaries, examines the work of Lee Friedlander or Robert Frank, and studies the work of Walker Evans, understanding that to delve deeply, one must possess a curious and eager spirit for this encounter, which inevitably requires a suspension of judgment. Hugo Mulas is never judgmental, and these portraits are poetry for the eyes.